You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we're here with David Dick, who is the HRMC President and CEO, and this week, nationwide, we celebrate Hospital Week, so welcome to our Well One Connection, David. And could we start out by you telling us the importance of having a Hospital Week where we recognize hospital employees and staff?
Well, Kim, thank you for letting me be the voice of many voices. When we talk about a hospital, it's not a building, it's not rooms, it's not beds. It's a lot of people with a lot of knowledge, each one with their knowledge in their own role. What a honor for me to be their voice today and to tell you that I am very proud of all the people that I get to work with every day. Every aspect in this hospital, every role is important. We have fantastic teams. They have been practicing for the time when there was a surge, and so I just have to say, you know, Hospital Week on a lot of years, I celebrate different ways. We're not celebrating this one with any gatherings or social distancing because of the seriousness of this virus, and we practice in addition then keeping the virus visible. I know it's an invisible virus, but we take it seriously. We do that for our community so they have a safe place to come to when you are sick, that we are practiced and be able to make the best decisions that we can to try to get you to the right kind of care that you need. Every one of us plays that role, and I just want to thank you for asking me that question.
And since the beginning, middle of March, things have really changed here at the hospital, and it would take too long to talk about all of them, but maybe are there some just general themes that stand out about how you've watched people in each of their disciplines bring forward their knowledge and make us so that it's safe to come here?
Well, I don't want to give the impression that's been easy. We are very frustrated by COVID-19. The knowledge is there because of experience, and then also, but there is not near enough knowledge on the virus itself. So our teams have to take the amount of knowledge they have, and we meet frequently, and we debate the information out there. We try to find what's reasonable to accept and then to do here locally. And we're not an island. We, working with the larger systems and also with the other independent hospitals, and we're testing our methodologies and things together. So when I look at our hospital in particular, I'm going to look at the hospital in a much larger area, in regional area, combining everything that we have together to help our communities.
Anything that you would say you're most proud of as we celebrate Hospital Week?
Well, I don't know. I'm never proud of being proud, you know, but I know what it is. When you have a virus that is scary to us each individually and personally, and you see healthcare workers putting that aside, finding places to live temporarily so they don't infect their family members, but for the sake of their community, they're here to help you. I couldn't be more proud of humanity than what I see on that. So that hits me in a strong way, passionate way, that people, when they chose healthcare as their career, it's a passion to take care of other people, and that just, that has stuck.
So switching gears a little bit now, we're, like other facilities in the state, beginning to lessen some of our restrictions because even though there's a pandemic, other health needs exist. So starting this week, we're going to start loosening some of those. Can you talk just a little bit about the philosophy that we've had as we begin opening up those services?
Well, I think much like the community at large and everybody, we We know that we can't not take care of people and certain types of things that we did when the numbers were rising, or we're now able to do because we've taken a lot of safety measures. We have, people in the business have put plexiglass up and done practice social distance, we have that too. We have screened our doorways, and so we anticipate being able to provide for both the healthcare worker and the patient that level of safety. Tremendous challenge to get enough supplies, so we have to be really guarded on how many things we can do if it's going to diminish our supply to take care of a surge. The hospital being able to take care of the community is, and because the cases are down right now, is probably why any of us can really consider doing more activity than that we weren't doing before. But always keep in mind, the virus is maybe invisible, but it is here. It's will be for, unfortunately, a long time.
And yet, our team here has made it so that it's safe to be cared for in HRMC when you need it.
There are some things we do know, Kim, and so we've taken those precautions. Whether they're masks you use, eyewear, distancing, we do everything we can. Truly, the virus is, they stating, 10 times more infectious than the flu. So there, every measure we take, and the cleaning and everything, I mean, we're hypersensitive to that.
What final words do you have for our hospital staff on this hospital week?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for the choices that they make every day to be a healthcare worker. Without them, there's no hospital to have hospital week over, so they are the hospital. So thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.